Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dale Carnegie said, "One of the tragic things I know about human nature is that all of us tend to put off living. We're all dreaming about some magical rose garden over the horizon, instead of enjoying the roses that are blooming right outside our windows today. Nothing quite brings our lives into perspective like a reality check of our own mortality. When most men and women in their 30s are climbing the ladder of success, considering what the next big purchase will be, a car, a house, a vacation, our guest has had to push the pause button of life. During this time, a new perspective on life has emerged. He's here to share that with us today. As usual, we pause at the beginning of our show just to let you know how much God loves you, that his arms are outstretched, his eyes are on you, his eyes of grace and mercy and love and compassion, and yet they are holy eyes. And that's why Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He sacrificed his life on our behalf, on your behalf and mine. He shed his blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again. And the living Christ, the living Jesus today calls you, and he sends our guest today who has himself experienced the love of Christ and a personal relationship with Jesus to remind you that you too can know what it means to have a personal relationship with Almighty God and walk with him. Jansen Kahokuokalani Ching, or Hoku Ching, as he is known, is a proud graduate of Kamehameha Schools. He's been an employee for Verizon Wireless for 7 years. He's been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and is currently undergoing radiation treatment. He's undergone deep levels of chemotherapy treatment as well. He'll talk about that. He's married to Morgan, and they have 2 children, a son and daughter, Seth and Peyton. And we're privileged to have him in studio with us. Hoku, welcome to our show.
Aloha. Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Mililani.
What part of Mililani?
Mililani town, the older part, actually. So I grew up there, my family, with my brothers. I have 2 older brothers, all 3 years apart, and my father and my mother.
What was it like growing up for you in Mililani?
Well, we always experienced a good life overall. My father was hardworking. He was he's actually a retired fire captain. So he kind of was always busy working with the fire schedule of being away from home. You know, my mom had to do a lot of the father-mother duties. Overall, we had a pretty good life, able to go to Kamehameha, all two of my brothers. And so we experienced a pretty good upbringing. So.
What is one of your greatest memories as a youngster?
Growing up, I was always intrigued with the spiritual side of life. I guess growing up, my grandmother on my mother's side was actually Seventh-day Adventist, and so my first knowledge of God was always through the church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and eventually just watching, seeing other friends and family, you know, in their walk with the Lord or in their spiritual exposure, I guess, intrigued me to be curious about the spiritual side of things. And so I eventually grew more curious in searching for other types of religions, I guess you could say. And eventually was exposed to the Catholic Church, where I actually committed myself there as a Catholic. I grew up with no specific faith as far as in religion, but with the Catholic Church, I actually got involved and got heavily involved with the leadership there. And so that was my, I guess, my exposure as when I was younger. So,
who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I can say I've had experiences growing up where I knew there wasn't anybody specific, but I knew there was something or that was tugging at my heart. And what I can say now is I know it was the Lord now, but at then I didn't really know. And so I felt that there was this motivation in me to search more for what I know now to be the Lord himself. And so some people that kind of influenced me was just some friends, I guess, through going to high school and seeing their walk with the Lord, encouraged me to kind of walk to pursue the things of God and the Christian faith.
How did you become a Christian?
As I was in the Catholic Church, I actually got involved with the charismatic movement in the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. So after about a year of being in leadership there, I actually was exposed to the charismatic movement in the Catholic Church at that time, and eventually experienced all of that there. I was truly, I would say, born again, where I accepted the Lord into my heart through the Catholic Church, actually, and found myself just really hungry for the Lord and wanting to pursue more of him. And actually, it was through a friend of mine who was actually inviting me to a small group of his that I was going to, where I had actually learned more of that was outside of the Catholic Church, which was through Grace Bible. And so I eventually felt the call to move on, and that's where I had committed myself to Grace Bible.
So about how old were you when you came to Christ?
I was about, it was around my senior year in high school. So I was about 18, around there, 17, 18. So, I mean, it was a process, though, for me, I believe.
What was that process like?
I found myself working out a lot of things in my life that at that time, or growing up, you know, having walked through certain things in my life, found myself even on the outward, as I was committing myself to different things or joining certain ministries or doing certain things in the ministry, found myself still working a lot of things on the inside that had to be worked out of me, having grown up and just not really experienced a whole lot of bad stuff, so say, but just the emotional side too of things, you know, having the absence of a father growing up, it really affected me too, I think. And as far as even going into the ministry and experiencing some of the hardships through that as well too.
Then what did you say, Martin, that, you know, the Christian life, you know, whether it's early on or through the process, it's that, you know, like you mentioned, Hoku, it's a process.
Mm-hmm. There's some practical lifestyle challenges, things that you grew up with. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, if we all go on our same path, nothing changes until that moment in time, I think, when we receive Christ. All of a sudden, now we have a new set of rules. We have something nudging in our heart, and there's some real practical changes that we make in our lives or are brought to light. I was wondering, you talked about, you know, a dad not being around as often as you'd like. What are some of the things that, as you began to grow in faith, that you started to see yourself in maybe even in a mirror and say, hey, you know, there are some things here, or it helped you even make decisions? Do you have any of those experiences that you can share that you've changed in since that time?
Well, like you said, I mean, even having come to the Lord and received Him and walking with Him, I found that it was only through walking through a community of believers and in a small group with other people that were able to help or process things with me. Only then was I able to really see where the needs were in my life. I guess growing up, sometimes you don't really see what you really need. A lot of times it's what having grown up and then you realize what God has taken you through, and the reasons why He took you through those experiences. And so for me, it's through the small groups, through people that have helped me to really see. I think through that I've realized that, and hearing other people's stories, realizing the insecurities that I've had in my life, and the roots or where it stemmed from, a lot of that, and we're all products of our past, and so realizing that there's a lot of needs that I had never had met, maybe emotionally, but knowing the flip side of that, it was that how hard of working my parents were to provide for us, but maybe not the spiritual side was always something that was emphasized in our home.
Well, there's a beginning point as you know in this process, a point where you open your heart to the Lord. And time has gone on as the process has continued, and along the way you met your wife, the woman who became your wife, and now you have two beautiful children. Mm-hmm. But you are facing a challenge right now. You're in the middle of a battle right now, and the Lord is helping you through, and you're here to share about this perspective that you have that will give people hope. Whether they're fighting in a battle against cancer or just fighting in the battle of life, a life challenge, something that caught them or hit them blindside. You know, sometimes the devil, well, he'll take the false crack. I mean, he'll throw the false crack. And what do you do? Well, Ho Khoo Ching has experienced this in his life. He's going through it right now. I mean, we're not talking about something in the past. By the way, you did mention something about having thought things through. That's the moments of reflection are really what add to the depth and value. It allows us to extract the marrow out of life. You've done that. You're doing that. And I think God is going to help us through you today. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Ho Khoo Ching. He's a Kamehameha graduate. Right now, he's fighting a battle against Hodgkin's lymphoma, but God's hand is upon him. When you look at him, you think, man, he doesn't look like a cancer patient. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from this man of God. He's got a full head of hair. He looks like he's been lifting weights, but he just came back from radiation treatment. He's going to talk to us about his chemotherapy as well. That and so much more. When you're down and people think you're out, when you have the Lord, the game turns out differently. And when we come back, you'll hear why from Ho Khoo Ching. So stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Dan Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It has always been a value of mine to position myself to be a blessing and to look for opportunities to meet the needs of others. Those are the words of Hoku Ching. He's our featured guest today, and he's doing just that. He's positioned himself, and really the Lord has positioned him right here in studio with us today to be a blessing, to look for those opportunities to meet the needs of other people. I said, let me just put this in context. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Arinaga. Hoku Ching is here, and he is in the thick of the battle with cancer. He's been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Many people are praying for him. He just came back from, he's going every day for radiation treatment. But he's in studio with us in the midst of the battle to step out of his own comfort zone, to be used by God to minister to you, to bring Christ's hope to you, whatever you're facing right now. And, you know, as you're listening to this show, and you listen to Hoku and Martin, and you might be saying, okay, can I get this podcast? And the answer is yes, for free, absolutely free. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, and you can get this podcast. And I would say, and Hoku and Martin would say, hey, don't only keep it for yourself. Pass it on, share it with somebody, a family member, a friend whom you know will be blessed by it. And if you want to be a partner with us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to more people across the United States and even other parts of the world through our radio ministry and our web-based ministry, our streaming ministry, click the Partners tab there at thegoodlifehawaii.org, because we certainly could use more partners to hold hands with us in bringing the message of Christ to more people. Hoku, how has your radiation treatment been?
Well, the radiation right now, I'm actually on my fourth day. I have a total of 17 treatments that I have to go daily. It's not as bad as what was expected, but it's with the chemo that actually was what I experienced the most hardship with.
What was chemo like?
Well, I experienced a lot of nausea. I was a lot of, I was really tired, drained a lot, and basically been going through chemo every other week from the earlier part of this year. So probably a good 6-7 months of every other week feeling sick and tired, and a lot of nausea, throwing up, and then every other week feeling good. So,
you know, when you were having your chemotherapy, you mentioned, throwing up 10 to 15 times. And that would happen each time you went?
Yes. There's actually medication that the doctors would give to help with the side effects. But during the process, none of the medicine actually was working for me. So a lot of it was also too psychological, but it was a real, even as psychological as it is, as it was, for me, it was a real experience because it sure triggered a lot of emotion and even taste in my, you know, in my system. And so found myself even just going to the treatment center, the smells, just stuff like that would already trigger the sickness. And so it was a difficult time, even having having no medication that really helped with the side effects.
Mm. Yeah, I have to kind of back up a bit here because you're in the midst of this process, but there was a point in time where you're married, you're starting a home, you're working, you're doing what any young father, husband would do. Then something happened that you got this news. I'm curious to find out what went through your mind. What were you thinking? What hit you? Because I've never been through anything like this. But so I can prepare if something did occur to me and I get similar news. What were some of the thoughts you were going through and how has that changed?
Well, the first of all, I found actually the lump on my neck that I had found in last November, 2011. Went to the doctors, had the doctors, they took tests, they did blood tests, and they found nothing. And so they said they would watch it over a month. And so December went by, and I was already feeling sick or just tired a lot. Or I thought maybe it was, during Christmas time, you know, you kind of eat and gain weight. And so, mm-hmm. you know, get short-winded walking upstairs, and it's like, I thought it was just that, not knowing that these were all symptoms of the actual cancer. So when I had actually asked the doctors I even asked them if they thought it was cancer, and they said, no, it cannot be. You know, I was too young. And so you kind of, in your mind, you go off of that, you know, and so you're, 1 month, 2 months go by, you're thinking, okay, it's not cancer because you were told by a doctor. And so but eventually, you know, as I felt more of the symptoms, I started to get up nightly and just in cold sweats. And then I eventually started to feel the pain from this lump. Went back in, and actually that's when they actually had done some tests, some biopsies, and they found that it was cancer.
Yeah, because that's a scary word, even, you know, for anybody. When it was confirmed, I mean, what thoughts popped into your mind?
Well, immediately, you know, you begin to process your life at every level. You know, and first the practical level, I think, hits you first. You realize, well, you know, I have a family. I had actually had a newborn baby on January 26, a baby girl, and then a week later is when I found out that I had the cancer. And so it was a bittersweet time for me. You know, you think about how you're going to provide for your family, how are you going to do this with a newborn baby, being out of work, you know, and probably the most critical question that everybody goes through when faced with something like this is am I going to die, you know? And so things like this, especially with cancer, it wasn't it was very difficult to take in all at once. And I think everything happened so fast. Went through surgeries, went to biopsies on different tests, all within a span of 1-2 weeks. And so you really don't have much time to process, I guess. But immediately, you know, certain things come to your mind, like what I just mentioned. But overall, I think the process of has just been has been months, and probably something that I'm still processing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're not done at all. You're still formulating.
Yes.
And was there anybody that maybe had an experience that shared anything with you that might have been helpful for you, that would have an encouragement that said, "Yeah, I can do this." What was that?
Actually, as when I received the news, and then I started to share for prayer from other people. Word got out, and I began to have so many calls. Overwhelmingly, I just had so many people that wanted to meet, talk with me, encourage me, and I appreciated that. I did want that. However, I found myself almost retreating back away from these people. And I think I stood on what I felt deep down inside of me was that I really wanted to trust the Lord in all of this, and stand on His word. It's easy to be influenced, and they all mean well, but it was easy to get influenced. I did have people that had mentioned that they had gone through the same thing. They had Hodgkin's lymphoma, and so they began to describe to me what happened to them and all the negative stuff that happened to them. And so, you know, it began to feed my mind where I didn't really want to stand on those things, because I found myself, I told my wife that we were going to believe the Lord and stand on His word, regardless of symptoms, regardless of side effects, what would happen, even from what the doctors had mentioned as far as what would happen with the, with me and the process of the treatments and all of that. I told my wife that we were going to stand on God's word. And
okay, that's a real pivotal point where someone can be reminded of that and gain strength from it. Mm-hmm. Because we hear all kinds of voices, all kinds of, meaning, you know, messages come, and we need to be discerning and strong within ourselves as God gives us strength to say, you know, that's not the way that I'm going to go with. That's not how I'm going to process it. And, you know, I'm going to process it this way, like you have. You mentioned Morgan. I'm curious, how has Morgan been used by the Lord as she has stood by your side? We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I want to find out what she's done, things that she's said, how she's been with you. You know, there's those times when it's just husband and wife, you and the woman you love. I want to find out how the Lord has used her. We come back from our break, because, you know, God brings certain key people in our life. You know, there are certain people that you were able to, you weren't ready to receive from them, but your dear wife was there by your side. And then also how it affected your boys as well. As you're listening right now, you're hearing the story of Hoku Ching as he shares about his battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma, how the Lord has taken him through and is taking him through. And when we come back, you'll hear more from him. Hoku Ching and Martin Arinaga, Morgan, his dear wife, and his son and daughter, Seth and Peyton, and a host of others who are praying with him, standing with him, holding hands with him and his family. He's not alone. And you know, as you hear him speak, he's being a reminder to you from God to say that whatever you're going through right now in your life, you too are not alone. Hoku's with you. The Lord is with you. Stay with us.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He says, I want my children to grow up. By that he means positioning themselves to be blessings to others. He says it's who we are and should be as God has truly blessed us. Not even sickness should hold us back. We all have something we can give as long as it's from our heart. Those are the words of Hoku Ching. He's our featured guest today. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Martin Aranaga. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To find out more about this program, to access this program, this podcast, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and other resources that we have available for you and partnership opportunities. And maybe as you're listening, you say, man, this guy, he has incredible strength. How does he have that strength in the midst of what he's going through? I want to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, just like Hoku has. Well, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We have something special there for you as well. Hoku, this journey that you're on, you're walking it with Morgan, or she's walking it with you and your son and your daughter, your children. What has the journey been like for Morgan?
Well, my wife and I definitely have drawn a lot closer to the Lord, first of all, and as a couple, definitely have we never experienced something like this before, where it was our physical health a challenge like this. We've been through a lot financially, you know, but or just emotionally, just you know, as any other married couple would experience. But not too many people face off with cancer as a battle, and so this was new for both of us. But we did find ourselves drawing closer to the Lord like never before. I think the support of my wife has been tremendous, and especially with the time frame of everything, having a baby at the same time as being diagnosed, on the processing for her, I think has been challenging as well too, because a lot's going on, not only with my health, it was with the family, with the kids, a lot of it that where she had to take the role of both mother and father. So she did carry it. She has carried a lot through all of this. But we definitely have we've taken down a lot of the pride that mm-hmm. maybe we've walked with, and just really been more transparent and open. Especially with our feelings and our emotions, especially for myself, it's not easy, especially opening up a lot because of the how drastic the challenge of with the cancer. So,
how has your perspective on life? How has that changed?
Well, I definitely have a lot of different perspective on my life as far as just how I view things. I think the challenges that we face, a lot of times we're so moved by it. But having gone through something like this, I realized that my faith and my trust in the Lord has grown, and the love that I have for Him has grown even deeper. Even going through something like this, you know, I did experience times where I had my moments of pity party, in a sense, where I did question why, you know, I would have to go through something like this, even having just, you know, starting off a family and the challenges of that, and now facing off with a health problem. I did have my moments, and I think through all of that, I realized that God allowed me or even entrusted me to be able to walk through some just challenge because of what would come out from this. And I'm seeing the results of this, that only good is coming from this. And that, you know, I'm always reminded that it's a loving kindness of God that draws us to repentance. And so I found that even through walking through something like this, we all have stuff that the Lord wants to just dig deep into our hearts and to heal, and to, so it wasn't only just a physical healing for me. I think a lot of it is a heart issue of just him sort of massaging the heart and realizing that there's so much that he wants to heal in our lives, and just expose us to His love in a greater way, in a deeper way.
That's, you know, that's huge, because, I mean, just hearing the way that you're processing what it is that you're going through, and you're talking about the love of God, the grace of God, the way that God is allowing you to see things, so far different than what another person may be feeling.
You know, the word that struck me, Hoku, when you use the word entrust, because you were talking about questioning God and why now, why me, why this, and then rather than a pity party, you were able to turn it around and actually to say and trust you with the experience, as though it was really an honor to be able to carry what you've done. And it just this struck me,
yeah,
Danny.
Yeah, me too.
Is that?
Well, I think through this process of all of this, being able to have see the connections that I've been able to make, naturally, when someone is stricken with cancer, your heart goes out to them. And so I definitely have experienced a lot of that, being able to connect with a lot of people that I probably would never connect with. And so it has been an honor to experience all of this. And if this is what the Lord has taken me through to draw something from my life that other people can see, then I definitely would say that this is all worth it.
Because you said it, you were quoted, one of the reasons you're here is to meet the needs of other people. And I guess you might be, all this attention on you feel like maybe you're drawing away that need. But now, all of a sudden, you are able to meet a need in a way that you never even thought you could.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think that's all part of a plan?
Definitely. I believe that the Lord positions us in such a way that allows our life and our experiences to be a platform. I think if we humble ourselves and realize that our lives are not just about ourselves, despite what we go through, the good and the bad, that God definitely would align us to be used.
And in what ways, when you speak with another person that is battling cancer, in what ways have you been able to really connect or encourage and respond to maybe some of the same questions they had that you asked yourself?
Well, it's funny because you meet a lot of people who, when they find out you have cancer, they immediately have a perception of you and physical perception. So a lot of times the first thing out of their mouth is, wow, you still have your hair, or wow, you look fine, you know. And I think that was a huge testimony in itself, and I believe God's grace is upon me. Having started off with the treatment, before treatment, I actually had lost a lot of weight. I lost about 35 to 40 pounds, and so there was some concern that the doctors had that I would start the treatment and continually lose weight. And so I did finally humble myself to open up to some trusted people for prayer, and actually had asked them to specifically pray for some things where at that time it seemed kind of funny that I was asking them to pray that I wouldn't lose my hair, that I wouldn't look sickly. And actually through the process, God's grace was upon me, and actually those things actually came through. And so immediately I think people would be shocked to see that I actually looked pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. And then I would have the opportunity to be able to explain to them that I really attribute it to prayer and the power of God.
It's like, I mean, it's not a parallel, exact parallel. But when I think about it, it's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. You know, Daniel and his friends, when they, you know, they were eating vegetables. Everyone else is eating like this, you know, really good food, this sumptuous meals, and they're eating vegetables. And instead of losing weight, they gain weight. Yeah. They were more healthy, more vigorous, more energetic. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the sense I have when I've seen.
Right, and I'm hearing also a little bit of a mixed emotion, because here you are wanting to help. And when you first learned of your cancer, that people were coming to you to help, which is exactly what you would have done, but yet you ran. And then now you're sharing with us how much effort it really took to ask for the help. Because some people really are open to asking. I just get a sense when I'm hearing Yoku that asking for help wasn't part of your nature at that time. And right. You had to go through some experience and figure out, what is going on in my heart? And maybe God had to speak to you on that.
I think the physical part of the pain that I was experiencing was so excruciating. The positions of the lump, I actually had the lump on my neck. After they did the PET scan, they actually found another one in the middle of my heart, by my heart. And so the pain that I was experiencing was shooting down my arms and from my chest up. And so that put me basically in a position where I couldn't do much. I was on pain medicine, Percocet, every 3 to 4 hours for almost a month. And so I couldn't do much. And so in that time, you realize that you have to ask for help. There's nothing else you can do. Mm-hmm. And so realized I had to humble myself, and that even though I was in a position prior to always be a blessing to someone else, I too had to learn to receive in this process.
Okay, your kids are, you know, obviously young, and how have they responded?
Well, being young, I mean, they don't know a lot of what's going on, but through our times of family times of prayer, and so for for my son, he's always kind of checking on my neck and asking me, you know, is the sore gone, or, you know, he's always in his limited mind's understanding of it. But we've, through this whole time, have explained to him trying to break it down to him that, you know, that I'm not well, wasn't well. But in all of this, we would emphasize our faith in Christ, and that we were going to pray more. And so my son especially understands a lot as far as the need that I'm going through. Of course, my daughter's younger, so she doesn't know what's going on. But we definitely have encouraged him also to, you know, if there's anything that he needs to express or whatever, you know. But it's not so much now. I mean, we've been okay on that part. So
yeah, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, somebody may be going through the very same thing you're going through right now, or they know someone in their close proximity, in their family, that's battling cancer. And as they're listening to you, they're thinking, okay, maybe this can encourage my spouse or encourage my son or one of my relatives or my buddy, my friend. Okay, I'd like for you to speak to somebody. You know, you said you wanted to be positioned to help someone. Well, if you can speak to somebody who's battling cancer right now, what would you say? When we come back from our break, if you could talk about that, and maybe somewhat on a lighter side. How did you and Morgan meet? How did you know that she's the one that God has for you? And especially at that time, you don't know what you're going to go through. And that's why it makes things so sweeter when we look back. But if you can share that, then maybe a time of prayer too for someone, whether it's cancer or just a big struggle in life, if you can pray for them. Stay with us. We'll be back with Hoku Ching.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest today, Hoku Ching. Hoku is a valiant courageous warrior for the Lord. And in the midst of his battle with Hodgkin's lymphoma, he is testifying of the grace of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, and God's power. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And to access this program, to send it, maybe as you hear it, somebody that's going through a battle of their own needs to hear this, and you know it. Go ahead and send it to them. Go to the link. Send them the link at from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Hoku, you're in love with this woman, Morgan. She's been with you through thick and thin. Early on in marriage, in parenthood, your children, your son, Seth, and daughter Peyton, very young. And then you're going through this. How did you meet Morgan? Take us back.
I actually met her while I was in the Catholic Church. And so that was the first time. She's actually a graduate of St. Francis. And so met her there. Eventually, we got into a relationship. And then as I was drawing closer to the Lord, found myself actually feeling like I needed to give up the relationship. And so I actually had prayed about it, and then I actually explained to her that that was something that I needed to do. She didn't understand at that time, and so I had actually called it off and told her that, you know, it was a time that I felt I needed to seek the Lord more, and eventually had moved on, left the Catholic Church, and actually moved on and went into the ministry. And actually, one of my prayers was that if she was to be my wife, was that she was also going to leave the church, also become go into full-time ministry. And actually, all of that happened, and all while I was away, actually. So I wasn't a part of that process, but I saw how the Lord grabbed her and drew her near to her, to him, and then eventually brought us back together.
So now, speak to someone right now. Someone is going through what you're going through. Sometimes we hear people that have gone through it, you know, they'll speak, but not, they've gone through it and they'll speak to someone. That's vitally important, necessary, and God has used that as well. But you're going through the thick of things right now. Speak to someone who's going through this struggle with cancer. Or for that, just please.
Well, definitely one of the things that I've learned that has kept me going is drawing nearer to the Lord. Definitely by drawing and trusting Him, reading His Word, and trusting in the people that God's put in your life to help you and to help meet the needs that you have as well. Through all of this, I have definitely received a lot of the grace and love and forgiveness of the Lord, and that's something that all of it's all made ready for all of us. And through the times of struggle, don't deny those feelings, those emotions, because those are real feelings and emotions in going through the process that I believe the Lord allows in order for us to draw near to Him and to see that He can be trusted in all of this. Definitely, I would recommend trusting, opening yourself up to a somebody that you can trust, a group of people. For me, it was my small group that I was able to share with my real feelings and honest, being honest and transparent, as well as receive prayer. I think that's another thing that a lot of times we generalize our and ask for prayer, but we don't specifically ask for what. And so a lot of it takes humility. And so,
you know, we've got 3 minutes left.
So, Mr. Hoku-Cheng, you know, I feel a little inclined. I think of the people who could lead someone in prayer, I think you would be best suited for the listener out there today. So, Hoku, would you mind, please, just leading us through prayer just for a moment?
Yeah, sure. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, and thank you so much for Lord, every listener, Lord, that you would touch every part, every person going through any type of struggle, Lord. Father, we also ask that you would touch them in a special way, whether it be a physical healing that is needed, financially, spiritually, emotionally. Lord, you above all know our needs. And so, Lord, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, that you would touch their, reveal yourself to them in a special way. And most of all, let your love and your grace, your mercy and forgiveness be revealed to them. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Hoku. Hoku, I want to thank you for your faith, your courage, and your example. You know, it's been said, you know, it's easy to live the Christian life when things are smooth. But when things are tough, when your floor crashes under you, and things begin to fall, and then you really see. And for you, you've encountered significant pain, discomfort. You've had to face fears, anxieties, bouts with emotional roller coaster swells up and down, and you've held fast. So thank you for being with us. And Martin, thank you for also being here with us, because, you know, we talk about life here on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and the marvel of how Christ Jesus himself touches us in our lives, in real life, and in real time today. Martin, Hoku, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, in the next few days, you're going to hear stories. We always bring you stories of the transformational, hope-giving, life-giving power of Almighty God. And I want to invite you to have someone, get someone to listen in and get them to be inspired. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you'd like to partner with us, help bring the hope of Christ to others, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Partners tab. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Hoku Ching. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.